Do you mind telling us about your main duties and responsibilities with Jacob's Heart?
Sure. Yeah, I am super lucky to wear two different hats here. I have a professional background that is similar to startup world and corporate world, and I've been lucky to help kind of start a couple really cool companies and kind of walk that bridge for a long time. And then I got swept up by Jacob's Heart, and it not only swept up my professional self, but it swept up my heart too. And that I am deputy director here, which is focusing on a lot of operational tasks and staff support, staffing and program development and support, and working closely with our amazing team. And then my other hat is the director of our bereaved sibling program that we call Forever Siblings. And so when Jacob's Heart also swept my heart up was I did lose my brother Corbin to leukemia about 7 years ago. And so there's always that fight, I want to give back, if you're called to after going through a loss like that. I can imagine others feel that of, how do I give with this pain and all of that. So I knew that I was ready to give in that way when Jacob's Heart found me, because I had planned to just volunteer here. And then in talking with Lori Butterworth, our executive director, sharing where there was some needs here at Jacob's Heart professionally as well, and then needs for supporting a bereaved sibling program. It was pretty serendipitous, and it blew me away and totally changed my life trajectory. I just couldn't be more grateful to be able to be here and serve in this way with these two hats. So with our bereaved sibling program, there's a very particular need of siblings that lose a sibling. It's a unique loss, right? And it's something that people will just get if they've been through it. And so really kind of wrapping our arms around what that looks like and how to support that specific need and how to show up for those siblings. It's a difficult one for me given my experience, but it's also something that I couldn't imagine not doing and showing up for life in this way, to be open to learning and navigating how to better support these kiddos. And again, each story is individual. And so taking those stories too, and almost allowing, like we are beginning this program, our Forever Siblings program, and where, COVID has kind of halted things a little bit last year. And so this year we're really beginning this program in a deeper way. And one of my goals is to allow the siblings to guide more of the program and the plans. And I'm, with the team gently and lightly planning how we support and how we meet these needs. But really, I want the siblings to guide the program, because I'm here, and we're here to listen to them and support them and hear their story and figure out how we can best show up for them individually and create a community as well of these siblings where they can support each other and do mentorship or peer-to-peer connection. So it's such a deep work. And so, you just do your best every day to remember that you're showing up to hopefully bring someone hope and choosing to love well. And again, with this team, a lot is possible to do that. I couldn't do it without them. And yeah, I think like we've said here on this show already, it's constantly navigating.
Well, thank you, Brittany.